Okay, so Ezra is a priest. The Jewish people are just now coming back from the Babylonian exile, and they're in the process of starting to rebuild their temple again. This is what Scripture scholars call the Second Temple period. And Ezra is standing up there, and he's preaching or proclaiming, really, the Old Testament, the Torah. And he's starting to remind people of what one of the reasons why they entered into the Babylonian exile was because they were intermarrying with the Babylonians, the Philistines, the Arians, or Syrians, I'm sorry, the Syrians. And as they intermarried, they started to worship pagan gods, false gods. And when they started worshiping these false gods, they actually started sacrificing their own children to these false gods. And of course, this made God really angry, thus the Babylonian exile. But so Ezra's reminding them of this. Now, some people who didn't think there was so much wrong with that walked away. They didn't hear. They didn't want to hear the truth. And they walked away. But that did not deter Ezra. He kept explaining the scriptures and proclaiming the scriptures. Then Jesus comes into the synagogue today. A scroll is handed to him. Now, sometimes the speaker for a particular synagogue service will ask the attendant for a particular scroll. So we don't know if Jesus asked the attendant for that scroll or if, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, the attendant just handed him the scroll with this particular passage. And Jesus says, after reading it, "This now is fulfilled today before you." What does that mean? It means that the mission now of Jesus is to proclaim that the kingdom is at hand. And what does that mean? It means that there's a sanctity of life now in recognition of our new covenant. And that this life is so holy and sanctified that Jesus will give us his body and blood, soul and divinity. That we become the new tabernacle. Jesus really wants to be in us. He's here in the tabernacle on our altar, in our sanctuary, but where he really wants to reside is in us. That is why in Revelation, we are in heaven. Jesus is within us so much that we ourselves become the tabernacle, the living, eternal tabernacle. This is why life is so sacred. It is because we were created to adore. We were created to have God in us. And we were created to be in God. That's what our divine image, our soul, is all about. And that's what happens in conception. The divine image, the soul, comes together with the body. Small I incarnation. We have no right. And it is a grave sin to cut this life off needlessly before it has even had a chance to develop and to grow. Because the other thing that Jesus wants from us is our free will consent to adore him, to praise him. That's what we were created for. We have to give our free will. If we cut that life off before it even has a chance to begin outside the womb, what have we done? We have cut off the potential of that person to freely choose to adore God. The reason for our creation. To cut that short is the greatest of evils, the greatest of sins. And anyone who would rationalize and say, it's my body, or I'm looking out for myself first, so I can, that pales in comparison to the great gift that is given us in life. Because if we cannot grow and mature and make the choice to adore God, we are denying the reason for our creation. And if we deny that reason for creation, we deny God. And therein lies the union. For roughly 77% of Christians, of Catholics, do not believe in the real presence of God. And if you don't believe in the real presence of God, that this truly is the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in that, then how much easier is it to say then, well, you know, is life really, you know, maybe my life is more relatively important than this new one inside of me. See, if we don't believe in the body and blood and soul divinity of Jesus Christ, it allows us to rationalize downward. It allows us to come to the conclusion that abortion is possible and maybe even right in some circumstances, because 67% of Catholics either believe in some form of abortion or in complete, total, unlimited availability of abortion. I would dare say that that 67% probably has a very real hard time believing in the real presence. So to this end, I would really urge you, in the next 4 weeks, the Adoration Committee has come up with a fabulous program dealing with the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they had the great taste and foresight to ask me to moderate it. So, I mean, you know that it's got to be, you know. So, but please, I would urge you to consider at least make one of these during February so that in March, Lent starts March 2nd, we've got a fabulous Lenten series planned for you. So that, you know, this will kind of fold right into that. So give that some thought and pray over it. The other thing that I would ask and urge again, and I know I sound like a broken record with this, is to consider some time in front of our Lord in our Adoration Chapel. That is so important. We were created to adore God. Let's come before Him face to face and continue to adore Him in that way too. So these are tools, these are great things that we have here at St. Anne. Take advantage of them. Take advantage of them. There's so much going on here. There's so much love here. You know, let's bring it even more together in the sanctity of life. And again, congratulations to our new baptismal person. It's just so great because we're fighting for the right to life and we're going to have a baptism, bringing a new one into the mystical body of Christ. Just one more thing. I'm doing homiletic aids, so there's some in the back of the church. I would urge you to pick one up. I probably won't do one next week, but I plan to make this a regular thing starting in February or give myself a little bit of a break here. But I felt it was really important today to have this one because it gives you some tools and techniques, especially with Supreme Court decision that's coming down. Regardless of which way the decision goes, you can find yourself in somewhat of a challenging debate or dialogue. This particular aid will give you techniques in how to approach those types of discussions. I think that could be very valuable. God bless you.